boys and girls, it's Ron Bass with another edition of the Ron Bass Show, your source for, are you ready? Inspiration, rants, and some entertainment news as well. Guess who's with me today? Mr. Brett Atterbury, Mr. Marketing Guru himself.
Hello.
Hello.
Glad to be here.
Thank you, sir.
It's been a while.
It's been a couple of months.
Yep.
So hopefully our audience out there has been waiting to hear. Here we go. And for the people that haven't heard of us before, hopefully you'll enjoy the process. We do about 20, 25 minutes. Not a big deal. Well, I got a table full of topics, but we can't get to them all, obviously. Let's just pick one out and see what we can, how we can go from there.
Table full of topics.
Let's start with some rants. This really bugs me, like the whole food thing. Like, back in the day, you know, you get a bag of chips and it was full. Now it's like half full. But it's even getting worse. Like, the other day I bought a box of crackers. Now Nabisco makes these crackers. I'm telling you, and I'm not exaggerating, I took a cracker out of the box and it literally crumbled in my hand. I mean, all I wanted to do was put like a little butter on it, maybe a little cream cheese. And I'm thinking, really? I mean, that's one of the biggest brands out there, right? How about charging a little bit more if you have to? Or how about just being interested enough in the consumer to give us a decent effing product? What's your thoughts on that?
Well, the cracker's not supposed to crumble.
No.
Now, did you drop your groceries on the way home?
No. No. No.
Okay. Well, if you didn't drop your groceries and they weren't damaged in shipping to the store, then, you know, yeah.
It's ridiculous.
You have every right. Now, the thing, I do agree with you on the chips when you open up the bag and you look down in there and it's not even half full.
It's just ridiculous. It's insulting, really.
So, I, you know.
Paying more, getting less,
yeah.
And
yep.
An inferior product. So much for that. One of the other podcasts I talked about buying Jell-O, and it comes in like an 8-pack, and you take it off the shelf before you can get to the register, two or three of them fall out. It's just ridiculous. I mean, who's in charge of the packaging for that company? It doesn't make any sense to me how you could figure out. I mean, the package is so flimsy. How about just spending a couple extra cents and enclosing the dang thing or making it? Just things like that really irk me because you're paying good money for something. And there's no respect to the client. There's no respect to the consumer, right? I mean, it's bad enough we got to go in and buy things anyway to eat, right? In the old days, you had a farm, you raised crops and raised cattle, and you fed yourself, right?
Yeah.
But not today's world. We got to go to the store, buy the food, and pay the dues, and pay the price, and put up. Here's another thing that bothers me. A lot of things bother me. I'm not a negative guy, but I like to analyze because I find it interesting that all these sorts of things go on out there and nobody wants to really talk about it. But I pick up on this stuff all the time, probably because I'm a business guy and I'm always sensing, you know, efficiency and prices and profit and loss and ways to manage a business more effectively and efficiently and treat the client better, treat the customer better. I don't care if you're selling food or, in my case, being in the home repair business, taking care of appliance repair and heating and cooling, et cetera, et cetera. It's still a customer. If they're buying a can of beans versus they're buying an air conditioning system, they deserve the respect. They deserve respect. So at Walmart, I've talked about this before on other podcasts, when you go into the store and there's like hardly any space between the shelves and the register. So when you've got these self-checkouts, you've got people literally bunched up and then people are trying to pass through to go shopping. And nobody knows where to stand and how. There's like no numbering. How about like a numbering system? Number one, number two, number three, you know, like some kind of a line.
Like the DMV.
Yeah. But wait a minute. DMV is even worse. I went there the other day. And guess what?
What?
I went there with an employee to get his license for his car. And I'm sitting there. It's like probably 50 people in this room. Number 42. I'm thinking, why not just have like a PA system in the building. It's like, come on, man. Number 43.
Maybe they need to turn their hearing aid down a little.
It's just silly to me. But things like that, I don't know. It's just silly to me. But okay. So back to the Walmart thing. Come on, man. They got all the money in the world and they can't figure out a more efficient way to help people to get to the checkouts. People are like walking over each other like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, excuse me, excuse me.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I read something the other day, Sam Walton, one of his quotes that they keep, and they keep pushing it back out there, that says something like, the customer, customers can shop and go wherever they want. So the customer experience is the most important thing. Take care of the customer.
Yes.
So,
well, you know, and he's been gone a long time now, and he'd probably turn over in his grave. But on the other side of the coin, Walmart does a pretty good job generally of the way that they present themselves to the public. One thing that irritates me, too, it's somewhere in my notes here. You go into the parking lot, and there's this friggin' security truck that drives around and around and around and around with their lights going and their lights going and their lights going. Well, I mean, it's overkill. Hell, every time I try to back in or back out, I have to wait for the effing truck to keep going. I mean, they're just driving around. It's ridiculous. I mean, I get the security. I understand it. But come on, man. Just chill out a little bit. Well, see, and I'm talking about a lot of lights.
It's okay if someone tries to rob you because you can take care of yourself.
Well.
But little old grandma with her little black
purse. I get it. But it's still too much.
Gotta have security.
How about just like parking the friggin' vehicle, let the lights flash, or having some like lights in the parking lot that flash, and maybe this guy like walks around the parking lot. How about that instead of being in this truck? I'm just saying, it's too much for me, but at any rate.
I could ride a horse.
So, yeah, right. Yeah, I guess in New York, they still have police on horses.
Yeah.
Maybe in some other cities too, huh?
Yeah, I don't know.
I wonder how that works.
I don't know.
Is that an efficient way to police the crowd?
I guess they can see higher up sitting on a horse, and they can go. They can go in a lot of places a vehicle can't.
Okay.
So maybe that's why, I don't know.
Interesting. Maybe we should look that up and talk about that next time, because I wonder how many cities actually still do that.
I don't know.
Probably the major cities, I would guess. Smaller cities surely wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're talking about things that really irk me. Here's another thing that really irks me. All day long I'm making notes about these things. Everywhere I go, everything, I see so much all day long, but I'm really not a negative person. I'm really a very positive, optimistic guy, but I love pointing these things out because I bet 90% of the audience out there feels that they just don't talk about it. So in Springfield, Missouri, where we're at, I mean, the maintenance of Springfield, Missouri has declared war on the city. Everywhere I go, they're putting in new sidewalks, new traffic lights, new curbs. And I'm thinking, what a waste of money, because 99% of these things are still functioning, operational, and doing a good job. It's like a waste of money. And I don't know where the money's coming from, but probably from federal government, maybe funding or something. Another example of just wasteful spending. I mean, it's just crazy to me. Plus, it disrupts traffic. It's annoying. It takes your eyes off the road, off your car, you know, when you're driving. I just don't really get it. Have you noticed that lately, by the way?
I notice it all the time.
All the time.
Always have, but I think...
More now than ever.
I don't think of it like that. I think of it like, okay, they're planning for the next 5 to 10 years. So I think they're making sure that they stay up, because if they don't,
I don't agree.
It gets
with that.
To a point where they can't.
I think it's just somebody that's been able to acquire these funds, whoever it is, in management of the cities and counties and state, and they just said, "Screw it, we're just going to spend the money, and we don't care." It's overkill.
Probably the mayor was driving down the road and hit a pothole and said,
perhaps,
"We got to fix this."
Perhaps. Anyway, well, I could rant on and on, but let's get into some motivational discussion, because to me, that's a very positive thing, to be able to inspire people, help people to get through their daily challenges. I always tell people that I think the most important thing is to learn to be comfortable with uncomfortableness. And so on a daily basis, Brent, you know, we go through so much heck, whether it's husband or wife or child or employer or friend, or even within ourselves, we struggle with confidence and we struggle with self-image, and we want to be popular, so we buy new cars, and we want to put on nice clothes, and we want to work out. But in the end, really, I think that the best way to feel good about ourselves is through accomplishments. And I don't mean like necessarily major accomplishments. You can focus on, hey, I want to lose 5 pounds. Hey, I want to try to get a better job. I want to build my company. If you're a business for yourself, if you're a professional, I want to do a better job in my profession. I've got friends right now that have really worked so hard to become more successful in their profession. I've got one friend, my black belt, Luis Rubicava's wife. She's becoming a lawyer. First, she got her PhD. Now she's gone to law school. And this woman's almost 40, but she's worked like 10 years to get to this point. And she's only got about 2 months to go. She'll graduate college, then she has to take her bar. She's already got a job with a patent law firm in the Carolinas. So she'll be moving there. And she just works so hard. But I've known her all these years, and I've seen such a change in her, where she's gone from being almost insecure to become a very confident human being. And so I say that to say this, that accomplishment is such a big deal. And it doesn't have to be major. Like, that's a pretty major accomplishment. I've got another friend that I work out with at the gym. She just got her a doctorate, Dr. Jones. And she's probably in her mid-40s, worked hard her whole life. She was a parole officer and then a teacher. Now she still teaches college, but she's got her PhD. And you can just tell, you know, when you're around somebody like that, that how they just handle themselves different. So accomplishment, 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 not necessarily major accomplishments. Set a goal to become, like I'm in the martial arts business, to become a better martial artist, to learn how to fight. Not to be mean, but to defend yourself or to defend others that are less able to defend themselves. I think about that a lot too, that while a lot of my students, they're like, oh, I'm going to kill that. No, you need to be thinking about on the street how important it is to defend people that are not able to defend themselves. And I have other friends who say, oh, I'm not going to get in the middle of a fray, I might get hurt. Well, that's our job, is to help people. That's why we train every day, to be able to defuse a bad situation, particularly like if it's an old person or a disabled person or a woman against a man. That's not a fair thing. So accomplishment, accomplishment, accomplishment. Think about that. I have a goal card in my billfold, and on the back of that card, I always write down two goals. One is a personal goal, like I want to become more accomplished in this particular thing. And the second thing is a financial goal. I want to be able to earn this much more money, or I want to be able to acquire this, or I want to be able to save this. And I date it for 1 year. I sign my name on the back of this business card, and I put a date on it. At the end of that year, if I haven't accomplished it, I change the date for another year. And I just did that at the first of the year because I hadn't accomplished those goals. I was closer.
Yeah.
I didn't give up. That's another thing. Never, ever give up on yourself, let alone your goals. Because sooner or later, if you don't quit and you don't give up, I'm telling you from personal experience, you're going to get further down the line. I'm not saying it's perfect. I'm not saying you're always going to reach your goals, particularly on time, but I promise you, you will get further if you don't give up and you stay consistent in trying to accomplish the goals. You got to work hard. I don't care if it's school or being an athlete or being a business guy or being a parent or being whatever it is. You have to stay true to the goal. And you know what? Whatever it takes to get to the goal, you may have to zig and zag and up and down and all around and be discouraged and be unhappy and be frustrated. Yeah. You know what? Doesn't matter. What matters is staying on course every single day. Mm-hmm. And sooner or later, you're going to find yourself getting closer and closer and then eventually getting that goal accomplished. And then guess what you got to do then? Set another goal. Don't ever rest on your laurels. Always keep going. Always keep going. Always keep going. Because that gives you a sense of purpose every day to get up in the morning and have a reason to get up in the morning. I have friends that have been retired for years, and I just don't agree with that, because you can just tell their lives they're not meaningful. You have to have purpose in life every day.
What do you think? It just brings me to the point, you know, that word retirement, I think society kind of pushes us to think like that.
Yes, they
when
do.
You turn a certain age, oh, you can now collect Social Security. You want to try to retire and collect that Social Security, or collect your pension or retirement. And no one really ever asks, what do you want to do? You're kind of pushed to retire. I know my brother-in-law that retired from the police force, there's a certain number of years you want to stay there because you get a higher level of pension. So, but once you get there and you hit that number, then you're pretty much expected to retire in the 20 to 25 year range.
Yes.
Not 22, not 23, not 19, but 20 to 25. So, when you get to that number, then they expect you to retire. So most everybody does. And then, man, he went through depression. He went through a total reboot of how he handled and conducted his life on a daily basis. So, and it's not just me. I see it with a lot of people. And some people take retirement, though, and embrace it and go do what they've always wanted to do. Or they go and they do woodworking. I know a guy that retired that did made these little houses, these little fences. I mean, very, 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 very ornate, high quality pieces. Well, he was going to trade shows, just messing around.
Yeah.
Silver Dollar City called him up and said, "Hey, man, we want you to make the buildings we have down here, and we want to sell them. And he had to stop going to trade shows, and he's just he's at home doing his thing.
Okay.
He loves doing, but he can't keep up. It's so
busy.
Well,
that's a good problem.
Yeah. So it's different for everybody.
Different for everybody.
But
by and large, I think you have to have a sense of purpose.
You do. And you
have
to
have... Or else
you're
going to get lost within yourself.
Have a goal or think about, what does retirement mean? What does that mean? I'm going to sit around and do nothing?
It's terrible.
I don't have to work anymore? What does that mean?
And by the way, the average person that retires at 65, they say only lives to be like 75. So it's like...
Why do they retire?
So you work your whole life, you got 10 years to enjoy.
But why do they retire?
They retire because they want to. They don't want to work anymore. I mean, that's the original gig. But not to work anymore means you're just going to... You're not going to be productive. You're just going to just whittle the time away.
There's coaches in the NFL that are 70 years old.
Yes.
You know? So I don't understand that.
I don't either. But
I never have.
But a lot of people, they buy into that, and I don't think they have the right kind of mentorship. That's why I'm doing the podcast, to share our ideas with you. And you got to remember, too, all these ideas I have come from personal experience. Mm-hmm. I'm not reading this out of a book. This is from my life's experience, all the ups and downs and all arounds. And believe me, I have failed a lot more than I have succeeded. But the key is never give up. Take the good with the bad with the good, and just keep trucking, man. Well, let's see. Let's move into the entertainment area for just a minute or two here. Soar High Personal Development is our podcast company, which, by the way, we're going to do eventually some live events, and we're going to do talking books, audio books, and we're going to do some digital downloads for motivational, used to call them motivational tapes, but I guess now they're called motivational downloads.
Yeah. Digital. Yeah.
Just 5-minute motivational quips where you can, hit it and listen to it and maybe get pumped up a little bit. The thing about motivation, though, I learned years ago, you can go to a seminar and get all pumped up, but you know what? It's going to wane. You have to be around it all the time. It's just like working out in the gym. You got to work out every day.
Got to feed the machine.
You got to feed the machine. So motivation is no different than physical event. You have to be around it as much as possible to keep yourself pumped. However, eventually it does get to be where it's more permanent. Unlike physicality, you have to work out physically or you will lose muscle mass.
Yeah.
Particularly as you get old, it's not pretty. You're going to struggle. I know at my age, it takes a lot longer to get the same result, but that doesn't mean you can't accomplish a lot.
Right.
You just have to stay with it and keep working out. Because after about 40, everything starts waning pretty good. So anybody out there that's young, you may feel great now, but when you turn 40 or 50, it's a different story, I'm telling you. And you got to hit the gym, guys. You got to hit the gym. I'm not saying you got to go crazy, but you got to work out every day, 30 minutes to an hour. Do something. Run, walk, swim, bike, lift weights, play soccer. Do something physically every day. Something. Martial arts. So Soar High Personal Development is one company. Soar High Records, Soar High Entertainment is our entertainment company. And you can go to our YouTube channel, Soar High Entertainment, Soar High Records. We have a website, which is soarhighentertainment.com. We have our own music label, and we also do shows, etc. So in the music world, a lot's going on, obviously, around the world, with like Taylor Swift as an example. Nobody gave her the time of day when she started, right? But now she's one of the biggest things in the whole world, which goes to show you another example, never give up, never quit, because she never gave up on herself. And little by little by little by little by little by little. So I'm not saying every entertainment story is like that, obviously. But if you don't give up on yourself, at least you can enjoy being an entertainer, whether it's singing or dancing or rapping or whatever. Most of my artists are rappers. I've got a country artist. I've got a pop artist. We've got a R&B artist. And then quite a few rappers. I've got one artist named Josh Secunda. He goes by Secunda, if you want to go to the YouTube channel. And he is kind of like a pop rap guy. You just have to listen to him. He's great. It's very entertaining. It's fun. It's light. It's spirited. And I'm just really excited for him because he is going to be playing in a festival in Austin, Texas this weekend. It's called SWSX, I think, is the name of the festival. Or maybe it's SXSW, but it's a huge music festival. And he's earned the right to be on that show, and he'll be performing this weekend. So I'm really happy for him. First time he's going to play in front of a lot of people. So, and he's been at this for quite a while. He's only 22, but he's very smart, very, very respectful, very dedicated to his craft. So that's a little bit of entertainment news going on. SoarHighEntertainment.com, SoarHigh Records on YouTube. Check us out. Listen to our music. Comment. Let us know what you think. How are we doing on time, sir?
I don't know.
I think we're probably 20 or 30 minutes already, so maybe it's time to wrap it up a little bit.
Let me check.
Check it out. Mr. Producer is going to check out the time. 21 minutes. Okay, well, we're going to wrap it up now. Because we know that we give you too much information, it's going to go right over your head. Mr. Producer, what do you think? What's your final closing thoughts on today's podcast?
Hey, you know what?
Hey, it's for horses, by the way.
That's right. Just like you said, never give up. We took a little break from the podcast for lots of different reasons, and it's good to get it started back up.
Yes, sir.
You know, what's the saying that you always say when you can help one person?
Is as if to have helped the whole world.
Yes.
Isn't that crazy?
Yes.
And I see that often.
Yeah. So I'm glad
you're back. Can we help one person out there maybe... is learn something today, or maybe take some one of our ideas and uses it for their benefit.
That's right.
All right, guys. Well, until next time, just remember, if you don't give up, the stars will always line up. So until next time, always stay positive.